morning. Hello. This is Neil and Debbie arriving for our Saturday show. Saturday show.
Oh, my God. Not doing that and on air, Neil. No.
We've got 10 seconds, really.
That's right. It's a special Easter show, so lots of...
That'll do it.
This is the UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Play Gaydio.
Let's go.
It's Katy Perry and Roar on Gaydio. It's Neil and Debbie here. Hello.
Sorry, there's a bit of indigestion there. Sorry, Neil.
Wow.
Morning, Cocker. Morning, Cocker. All right, Mickey Love. Quick check, because it's our limited edition Easter show where we get to praise the humble chocolate egg and gorge guilt-free for an entire weekend. You will be needing one of these for today's show.
Yeah, lovely.
All right. You get that? Mine's in the fridge. Are you sitting on yours as we speak, Neil?
Mine's actually a bit soft. Should I go and put mine in the fridge now?
Oh, I'll see a doctor. See a doctor immediately, love. Does happen, though, from time to time.
Avicii, Sebastian, my feelings for you on Gaydio.
Have very always nice. Been real. Have always been real. Neil, may I just check? If you listened to last week's show, we're back from Thailand and back from...
Australia.
Australia. Oh, hi there, you joker. And we have had several inquiries as to Perfect Pete, or Perky Pete, as people are calling him.
Oh, right.
You met on your holidays, so we should get to that right now. But, Neil, the very important part of the show is our news for this week. So over to you, Neil Bradbury.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Our weekly look at things that have been going on in the world this week. First of all, it really is Thailand time. In a landmark development this week, the Thai Parliament overwhelmingly passed the bill legalising same-sex marriage. 400 votes to 10, nonetheless, bringing Thailand closer to becoming the first Southeast Asia country to recognise equality. The bill now passes to the country's Senate, and then on for the King's approval with a bit of luck. So that's all very good.
I think that's down to you, Neil, and your recent visit.
My recent visit,
and your
yeah.
ambassador role as a fabulous gay to the area. So well done.
It's already a year on from Paul O'Grady's sad passing, and Julian Clary has paid tribute to his late friend, Paul O'Grady, this week, speaking earlier on the BBC about tonight's tribute documentary, The Life and Death of Lily Savage. Julian revealed how caring Paul could be in real life, especially to his friends.
He was just full of natural kindness and random generosity, you know, as well as the big charities. I mean, he was, didn't talk about it, but he was always helping people, the values he grew up with, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was kind, very kind to me as well. Not that I was an underdog, but when I moved in nearby him, he came around with a basket full of eco-friendly cleaning products and a shepherd's pie. And the house was very cold. Next day, a lorry arrived with a vintage 1920s Rayburn oven on it. Warmed the whole house up.
No. Oh.
What a gift. And finally, Madonna fans, I'm sure you'll all be aware of this, but she says she's going to perform a free concert in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday the 4th of May to top off her blockbuster celebration tour. The concert stage at Rio's Copacabana Beach will be free of charge as a thank you to her fans for celebrating more than four decades of her music over the course of the epic global run of the tour. The concert will be Madonna's first show in Brazil since 2012. Are you going to go? I think we might have lost Debbie. Well, I'm sure. Perhaps he's already gone. If you wanna know, eat everything. Tell you what I want. I want everything. Oh, yes.
Well, Neil, I'm afraid you did have everything because you know what it was this time last week? It was our...
It's Thailand time. It's Thailand time.
Put your hands in the air.
It's Thailand time.
Well, I do believe you ate everything, Neil. That's the rumours going around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's Saturday. There we have it. And this is Ndebs at Gaydio on all the bits and bobs. Neil, I'm afraid I'm out in the Shires, and I didn't hear pretty much all of your news.
Oh, right.
So I heard the first bit.
Yes.
And I sort of went, oh, that's lovely. So I hope it wasn't a bad news story.
No, it was a good one. Marriage Equality in Thailand, so that's good. But the bit you missed might be about Madonna performing this free concert in Rio.
Oh, I know about that, Neil. In fact, I prepared a little something for it. It's, I think, the best song on Evita. Could you drop the bed, please, Neil? Because we're going to board that train. We're going to hop on it because you know what? Come on, Madonna! I want to see I'm just a little stuck on you. You'll be on me too. I love this song, Neil.
I know you do.
This is my favourite bit. Oh. You wanna know what you're gonna get in me? Just a little touch of star quality. A little bit flat there on the end. Don't
want to
be rude.
Yeah, where's Madonna in it?
Star quality. It's but it's really good. She is doing a free show, and we've already, my beautiful girlfriend, Australian Lisa, and I have looked into flights to go.
You are? Oh wow!
Can you imagine how gay that event's gonna be?
Oh, very.
I mean, I think you'll be overdressed in Speedos. It's going to be ridiculous. And she does not do concerts like this. She's really giving back, isn't she?
Totally, giving a lot of love back. Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully we'll get tickets to go. If not, we'll live vicariously through the internet, which is what we do now, this day and age. Neil, I don't know what we're doing, if I'm honest with you.
That's fine. That's fine. We probably ought to play another song at this juncture anyway.
Well, after that, I need to tell you about what on earth enticed this. Some news that absolutely melted everyone's mind in the week about a certain diva who's releasing a country album. You know about that?
No.
Okay, so that's coming up. And also, because it was Diana Ross the Boss's 80th birthday, I have unearthed a gem. This is Nile Rodgers being asked a probing question about Miss Ross the Boss.
Can you describe your working relationship between you and Diana Ross?
That was the most difficult record I've ever made in my life.
Ouch. So we'll be going into that. There's a reason why it's a difficult record, love, and it's to do with, well...
Song started now.
Oh, okay, I'll shut up.
Ariana Grande on Gaydio. We can't be friends. Neil and Debbie here on this Saturday morning.
And just a quick warning, you will need to put your in the fridge because we will be devouring that.
Oh, I can't wait.
As is, you know, tradition, isn't it, on this show? We just eat. We just love eating, don't we? Now, over to Twitter, may I please trot? It's a limited edition Easter one, and this has come in from our delicious friend Lee H, Lee Nemesis. God bless you, Lee, because you're more on the ball than we are. This is, I've just realised this week's, it's your 300th show. Edwin Munch scream emoji. More like 3,000th. Yeah, I get that. I get the Lamborghini, and what's its on speed dial? Can we have a special Rusty Lee clip on the show? I've not heard it in ages. Well, yes, you can. And if this doesn't make you smile, something's very wrong with you. Oh, I've said this before. I'd love that as my text message or just my doorbell. Or just when you open your car and you just hear... It's brilliant. It's especially for you, Lee. God bless you.
All right, lock the doors, lower the blinds, fire up the smoke machine, and put on your heels. This is Jake Shears, and you're listening to Neil and Debbie.
It's called Too Much Music, that one.
Oh, you can never have too much of that, can you?
No.
Never. No! It's a busy show today, Neil, for us. We've got an exclusive to play for you that involves the diva. I mean, Diana Ross, she might claim to be it, but she's not the diva. It's from our beautiful friend Stewie, and it's a Catherine Ellis track that will make pimples pop all over your body. It's delicious, isn't it? I've also got some wonderful news about Beyoncé, which is coming up.
Right.
You may have heard that something's being released this week.
Another album, is it?
Oh, love, have you not heard about this?
No.
Neil, are you for real? I know you're in the provinces, but have you not heard about the what Beyonce's done this week?
What's she done?
Oh, Neil, I don't think we could be friends. Well, I'll come to that in a minute. And also, I've got a delicious Supernature to bring you, which you will love. And it involves, well, one of Great Britain's most beautiful little animals.
Right.
Which is coming. You look slightly bored, Neil.
No, I'm just wondering what it is.
It's a hedgehog, Neil, if you would to know the truth.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it would be... You didn't think you all listen to LGBTQ plus radio station. What will they be talking about? Hedgehogs. Yes.
Rachel Stevens, Sweet Dreams, my LAX. Neil and Debbie here. And I mentioned on the show last week, I found the clips I was talking about from the writer-director of Priscilla, talking not only about the costumes, but also something that almost, one of the most famous scenes in the movie, with the bus and the outfit in the desert that almost never happened. I'll tell you why that didn't
happen. I can't imagine that film without that scene in it.
No, the Aria scene.
Can I just say it? Guy Pearce is really hot.
I know. Oh, in that, absolutely.
You know when you're at your... Not, I was going to say not nemesis. What is it?
Zenith.
When you're,
Zenith. Yeah.
He is... Yeah. Not that he's not now.
No, I know, but he was.
But then he went... He was, and he went off and wrote, you know, he used Sharpie pen and wrote all over his body in Memento. I just didn't get that.
No.
But Priscilla is his best work.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. We're trying, FYI sidebar, because it's the Easter Bank holiday weekend, you may have noticed. Lisa and I are trying to get tickets, because after what you said last week about Priscilla the party.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So, fingers crossed, we will get tickets and be able to report back. Lots has been released this week, actually, Neil. Cyndi Lauper released tickets to go and see her at the Royal Bertie Hall.
Oh, I saw that.
We tried to get tickets, but they were just sold out in nanofart. Right. And also, Dua Lipa is going to play the Royal Bertie Hall.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, lots going on. It's been a really, really busy week, and I did actually want to talk about Beyonce's new album there, but I'm afraid we really have yacked on too much, and the radio rules are, Neil. I'm afraid we're going to have to move on.
That's
to
so true.
Song.
So here we are, moving on now.
More about Beyonce in a tit. Take,
what?
Take,
oh,
take.
Dear. That's embarrassing. Stand by for Galeo's Anthems. They're on the air in about 15 minutes from now. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. You can tweet our show at This Is Ndebs. And we're on Instagram. This Is Ndebs is where you'll find us there.
Just a question just coming in now. Have you had any responses from Perky Pete from Thailand yet? Because people are asking.
No, it's all gone quiet on that front.
Oh, no. We'll delve into that. Not to be hurtful, but we'll delve into that after 11. Right now, Neil, what on earth elicited this reaction on the internet this week? Right.
Is she all right?
No, it's a guy.
Oh, it's a guy.
Yeah. He's fanning his face and he is running around like either the earth is going to end or he's just won 20 gazillion pounds.
Right.
Do you know why he was doing that?
Do tell.
The news dropped this week that Beyonce is releasing a new album.
Oh, right.
She's been teasing us with it. Don't sound too excited, Neil. It's called Cowboy Carter, and the songs on it are ridiculous. Guess what she's covering? Guess whose song she's covering?
She's not doing a country and western album. Oh, Dolly
Parton. No, she's not doing a country western. It's a Beyonce album. She's very clear about this. It's country songs, but it is a Beyonce album.
Styly. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton songs, is it?
I was going to let you ask you to buzz in. It is. She's doing Jolene on it.
Oh, brilliant.
I cannot wait to hear this. Beyonce covering Jolene, and she will really sing it because she knows about people cheating. Becky and the hair, you know. And there's also on it, there's some really interesting, everyone has just gone wild for the track listing, and there's one song on there and it's called Hussy with the Good Hair, which is a new country version of Becky with the Good Hair. And we all know who Becky is, don't we? You know who Becky is?
Go on.
Very well, you know who Becky is, with Jay-Z.
Oh, I see, right, yes, yeah.
Do you know who Becky is? soon. Now, do you know anything about Beyoncé? Because I, like I said to you, I don't think we could be friends. I think you need to think about your life while we play this from her new album, which is called Cowboy Carter.
KDS Anthems, Armin van Helden, my. Before that, my, and Lady Gaga before that.
And it was her birthday this week, Neil. I hope you got a card. Hope you sent her a card.
Of course I did, yes.
Should we horrify ourselves and find out how old she is?
Oh, my goodness.
That's Lady Gaga age. Oh, my God. Oh, shoes a mama!
What?
38.
No.
She's 38. Yeah, she's 38.
Oh, okay. 38. That's good.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous. So we shouldn't care what people's age are. In fact, I regret doing that. Neil, this came in on Twitter.
Right.
I'd love to share it with you. And we adore hearing from you. And this one has come in from our beautiful, delicious friend, David M. Soto and Nimble Nine. All right. So we've got a double one there. Oi, this is Ndebs. Diana Ross has a very special birthday on Tuesday. That was in the week. She's turning 80. She's turning 80.
No, she's
Neil.
Not really.
She's turned 80. Age doesn't matter. Why? And I think this may require a very special birthday shout out. She will be returning to Europe this year for more dates across the continent, and we cannot wait. Happy birthday, Miss Ross. She's the boss. So I've been listening to an awful lot of Diana Ross this week, Neil. She is ridiculous. She's absolutely ridiculous. Can I play you a little bit of this?
Yeah, go on.
Drop the Bed, Neil. And this song is so potent, it could get you pregnant. Oh, my God, Neil. Oh, yeah. This is her Love to Love You Baby, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, Diana.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want it. Oh, Neil. Quite hot. Do you? Pass me my clear blue. Hey.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it.
Oh, my God, it's so...
I want it.
It's so dreamy.
There's a remedy.
Seriously, I think I'm carrying her twins now. But it did take me down a wormhole,
yes.
Because there's one particular song Diana Ross is super famous for, and straight from the horse's mouth, Nile Rodgers is describing working with Miss Ross, the boss. And this wasn't how I thought it was going to go. Here he's been interviewed.
Can you describe your working relationship between you and Diana Ross?
That was the most difficult record I've ever made in my life. I've made hundreds of records, and that was the hardest project, because what happened is in that during the summer of 79, we had in America this freakish movement called Disco Sucks, and it was just something that just sort of happened. It was an innocent thing where a DJ was the number one guy, I guess, in his market, or whatever. Maybe he wasn't number one, but he was on a popular formatted radio station, and they switched overnight from the rock format to the disco format. And I guess they probably figured that he was too much associated with the rock format, so they fired him. So he organized a protest, and the reaction was crazy. It was over the top, and people came and they were burning records. And after that, Chic never had another hit record again. That summer, we had the record called Good Times.
So they never had a song after that, because that idiot got fired and then did all that. I thought it was to do with LGBTQ plus rights, but I didn't realise it was some, you know.
No, there's a bit of homophobia at play as well, I think.
Definitely,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play you in a second the best thing I've heard coming out of his mouth, and it's just what, you know, Nile Rodgers and Diana Ross, one, the bigots, zero. It's so that's so coming up. I love Nile Rodgers now. We've met him.
I know, he's amazing. Milk and Sugar, letting the sun shine in on KDS Anthems.
You're joking, bank holiday weekend. I got trench foot, love. Anyway, we're here to lighten the day, and well, it's beautiful to have your company, and I'm about to blow your mind with a little, well, a little celebration of Diana Ross, because it was her 80th birthday at the weekend. In the week. And David M. Soto said, we've got to praise Diana Ross, and we have. You were just saying during then, Neil, what's your favourite song of Diana
Ross? I love Upside Down, my old piano. That one as well.
And
Muscles. I've want muscles.
I want muscles.
Have you not heard muscles? Oh.
No. Mm. Do you know what I did? Is this really funny? We'll come back to this. But my mum used to play this song when we did little exercises in the, when we were kids in the living room. And it was called Work That Body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the campest thing. The campest thing I've ever heard in my life. Waiting for the piece of cake. It's just amazing. But right now, Neil, we're going back to Nile Rodgers right. and, well, the greatest collaboration he did with Diana Ross. Here we go.
I met her at the most difficult part of our lives. So what we did with Diana was we actually interviewed her as if we were doing a documentary. And we sat down with her for days and we talked about her whole life. From her time as a little girl, everything about her life, what she wanted to do, where she was going to live, what her life was going to be about. And the album that we did called Diana, it's about Diana Ross. That whole the reason why that's called Diana, it's as if we were doing a magazine interview. And the magazine article said, Diana. That's what that record is. And then after we finished, they told us they hated it. They took the record from us. And they said they weren't going to put the record out. They told us they didn't like it. It didn't sound like a Diana Ross record. And we had to sue them. We had to go to court to force them to put the record out. And it's the biggest selling album of her whole career. And we wrote the song, I'm Coming Out, to be her song. You know, so we wrote, I'm Coming Out for Diana. The band would go, I'm doing boom, boom, coming, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, out, Diana Ross, boom, I'm coming. So that's all that was supposed to be.
Superb. That is so good, isn't it? Diana Ross. Diana Ross.
All through that, we've been talking about the album covers and her with like, the T-shirt on, and just it looks so effortless, the album. But we have to delve into some of the songs. I mean, I don't know, Neil, the combination with Nile Rodgers, Bernard Edwards, and her was amazing. And she didn't want to do disco.
I know.
She didn't want to.
And the fact that they wouldn't release it, and then it became one of her biggest selling albums of all time.
Yours! You know what I mean? Don't mess with Diana Ross. She's the boss, and so's Nile Rodgers.
It's our weekly deep dive into the archive, as always. Three clips from three tracks that Debbie has to decide on which one of these we're going to hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour. It's quite straightforward. I've got some real random ones this week. First of all, here comes Todrick Hall.
Work for free, that's not the tea, hunty. So make it rain on me, and I might let you see. What you gonna let them see? My nails, hair, hips, heels, nails, hair, hips, heels.
Nails, hair, lips, everything going on there with Todrick Hall. That is choice number one.
I especially loved how you said, first of all, here comes Todrick Hall. So I'm expecting the same sort of poetic genius for the next song, please. Now, it's a really good one. Really good. I don't work. Slay.
Who is this, Ez? Well, it's Jose Nunez.
Oh, that was bad, Neil.
We're only here for a short time. Come on, let's get together.
It's the brilliant Visitors. Jose Nunez is choice number two.
I'm afraid that just checkmated Todrick Hall into the hall because that supersedes that. So that's my favourite so far, Neil.
Okay, all right.
A rhyme for your last song, please, Neil. A rhyme.
Oh, no, on the spot. Yeah?
Yes, it's called creativity. Go for it. Oh, dear.
This won't give you boils.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's Lord A. Royals.
Oh, Neil, we're going to have to have a chat after the show.
I'm embarrassed about that now. I wish I hadn't done it. It's a class act. Royals. There you go. Choice number three.
Sorry, now I've got the poet laureate on the phone. Yeah. Yeah, they really didn't appreciate what you did there.
Well, I'm terribly sorry.
Very
about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you do suck. They were the first two. Yeah, they were all great, Neil, but it will be number two.
Well, you're not allowed to give any hints.
No. Okay, wait. I'll shut up now. I'll shut up.
Okay. Well done. As promised, Rihanna and a little bit of We Found Love with Calvin Harris on Gaydio's Anthems, which continue very soon. Clean Bandit on the way. This is Neil
and
Debbie.
We're going to find a bit of love delving into this with our mouths. I really miss that advert. You know the one, I'm Leo. I really miss that funny advert. Mm. Where did it go? It was a really good one. This is Neil and Debbie pondering about things. Can I just say, Neil, vis-a-vis, you know you said you love Diana Ross. I keep thinking about Diana Ross.
Right,
I keep thinking that's
understandable.
It's really dubious lyrics in Upside Down, aren't they? Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating, but no one makes you feel like you do. I would tell her to get out of that relationship.
Yeah. A red flag.
I mean, that's awful advice, Diana, actually. I'm not taking her advice for love, because that's terrible. I'm aware that you're cheating.
I know, but you're still
going for it. But nobody makes you feel like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not been in that situation before?
Never, love. I've never been with someone who's cheated.
No.
Have
you?
How
do you know?
Because I wouldn't be with them. No, I 100% know they didn't cheat.
Right.
Oh, Neil, you've become very... Oh, this is a man scorned. This is a man scorned. Let's go to break. This has got uncomfortable, actually.
Freaks the Creeps on Gaydio. This is Neil Libby here, playing our way through Gaydio's anthems. I love this story this week. Did you see Ricky Martin, the reason he came out back in around about 2010, I think it was?
No, I didn't know anything about this. I don't know anything about this.
Well, apparently at the time, because it was a peak pop star-y sort of thing going on, his team said, no, you can't, it'll ruin your career, don't do it, whatever. He went to chat to his dad about it, who's a psychologist, and his dad says, Ricky, you've got to come out. You can't. You've got to give a good example to your kids. He's got kids. You can't be seen to be lying, because that's not the right way to go about it. You need to come out. What you're doing, you'll teach your kids to lie. You've got to open and you've got to go for it. So it's because of his dad that Ricky Martin said, "Okay, I'm going to come out then, be public about it."
You can actually see in those early days. I mean, living in La Vida Loca, we both worked in local radio.
Well,
Neil,
I
hated that. Wasn't that awful? And I didn't believe it either. It was fake, because it wasn't him. He was trying to be a straight person. The best thing I think he ever did was I've got to get the clip of it. Versace. I think that was just the best thing he ever did. And you know what I loved about that? I'm just scrabbling around for the clip here. Do you know what I loved about that? First of all, it's this bit here.
I don't like it. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. How can you do this? I will never be able to do what you do.
And he was so fabulous walking around in a pair of tighty whities.
Of course he was, yeah.
For the whole show. Was he Versace?
No.
He was Versace's lover, was he?
I think so, yeah. That's right, yeah.
And the other great scene in that show was when Easy Lover got played. Do you remember? and he had that stuff around his mouth. That tape.
Is this the American Horror Story?
American Horror Story. Assassination of Johnny Versace.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, that's made me want to see that all again now.
I know. So
well
good.
Done. Well done for coming out. Because if you hadn't, he would never have done that, would he?
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, playing our way through our Gaydio anthems. As always, you can tweet us at This Is Ndebs at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs at gaydio.co.uk.
People are saying a lot more X now. A lot of people have dropped the Twitter.
Yes, that's
true.
Yeah,
a lot of people. We're going to have to. I don't know. X's. Oh, yeah. X's like one of your French girls. At This Is Ndebs, please, if you will. This has come in on X, Neil, from Richard Mason. God bless you, Richard Mason. Vis-a-vis, we were talking last week about Kylie Madonna while we were away on holiday. They made the world just shake when Kylie performed on stage with Madonna.
Yeah, yeah.
And we never thought we'd see that. He said, they'll never do it, she said. Then trotted off to neighbour's territory. And what happened? They duetted. I'm so glad you're both back, though. It's been a very long 4 weeks without you both on the air to bring a smile to my face. No more holes for at least 3 months, please.
Wow. Oh, holidays.
Well, yeah.
Where the holes are coming from.
Vis-a-vis that, Neil, please can we have an update? Because people are asking about Perfect Pete.
All right, yes.
And it has gone quiet. You have revealed that.
Mm.
It's gone quiet.
It has gone quite quiet. I haven't really heard from him. No.
No. Can we talk about that? Have we got time to do that next? Or should we not?
We're sort of time? Running out of time.
That's all right. We'll do it in 12 hours. Okay. It's fine. It's the music that we choose. It's the
music that we choose. It's the Earlier on, I gave Debbie, in our deep dive into the archive that we do every time this week, three clips from three tracks. You had Lords, Royals, Jose Nunez Visitors, and Todrick Hall with his nail, hair, hips, and all that stuff going on. There you are, they're your choices.
Yes, it's a lot of fun, isn't it? Neil, I'm afraid I'm too into dance not to have some visitors from Jose Nunez, because this song, just let it take you where you want it to take. Just go with it. Lose your shizzle to this.
Only here. We're only here for a short time. Come now, let's get together. Let's enjoy the ride.
Jose Nunez and Visitors on Gaydio's Anthems. Mm-hmm. Your freedom of choice this week. Very good.
Oh, that was so good. I mean, seriously, songs like that is beautiful. And we've got, a future classic to play you shortly. It's a little bit to do with this.
Hi, it's LeBlanc. I'm your weather girl. And have I got news for you?
You better listen. It's a new sort of disco camp album, and our beautiful friend Catherine Ellis, the diva, is taking centre stage.
We've run out of time. Random clip time.
Oh, God, it's not Cilla Black.
There can only be one queen.
It's Pancake Day.
Daddy loves you.
The UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Joel Corey and Becky Hill with History on.
Okay, sorry, Neil, it's the chickens and the cockerel who are laying our Cadbury's cream eggs for us.
Lovely.
I hope you've got some. Apparently there's a white one this year.
There's a
white Cadbury's cream egg.
Oh, I bought a caramel one with some in a box of them.
A caramel egg. There's only one egg you can have. I've seen Reese's. Don't put that in your body. You've got to have the caramel egg, and you've got to have the cream egg, because when you take the top off, Neil, whether you nibble it or take it off, there's an actual egg inside, and that's always my favourite bit. It's always like a surprise, and when you see a bit of yolk in it,
it's like a real egg. I know, it's amazing.
Oh, it's like a real egg.
That fondant.
I watched, because I used to love this advert on TV, when they did the star signs for Cadbury's cream eggs.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So can I play you a little bit of this here? Because I can't believe it got past the board of advertisers. Filthy.
Gemini. And I like to slurp it.
Bite it.
Slurp it.
Bite it.
Sagittarius. I could eat two or three on a trot.
Oh. Cadbury's cream eggs.
How do you do it?
Yeah. I liked How Do You Eat Yours. That's my favourite bit.
Yeah,
when people
it's a great
said,
one, yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
I'm more like a on the top.
Do you?
But I like, I really like chocolate in the fridge, and then I have a boiling hot cup of tea.
Right.
And then it's like playing chicken with an egg, weirdly.
Yeah.
I duck it in to the hot tea.
Right.
And it starts to melt. And then the second it melts, then I rip the top off, and then my tongue goes in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
if Cadbury's would like us to do the next advert, we are available, because I can't see I can't see any problem with what we've just said before the watershed.
Saturday afternoon, Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando?
I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more
than ABBA.
Last week, I mentioned this podcast called It Happened in Hollywood, which basically goes behind the scenes of the making of a movie. In the particular episode that I've got some clips from here this week, it's Stephen Elliott, who is the writer and director of Priscilla. It's a fascinating, honestly, the insight that you get into how the movie was made. It was made on a really, really tight budget, tight budget. And here he is talking about the costumes, for starters. This is Stephen Elliott on Priscilla.
The costume budget was $5,000 Australian, which is about $3,000 American. It's phenomenal what you can do when you've got no money, but you're actually 100% out there in the creativity department. They look amazing, but they're literally, they're made of cardboard and crepe paper. Those costumes didn't survive the shoot. By the end of it, we were just using spray paint and glue just to hold them together.
They wanted to put them into museums or what have you, but they literally fell apart, apparently, these costumes.
You would never, ever know it, would you? I mean, the flip-flop dress is the stuff of legends. And that scene at the end where Terence Stamp does the tongues like that, finally, and the frilled lizard things come out. They are, it's so creative.
Yeah, and they won an Oscar, the two people that were involved, Tim Chappell and Lizzie Gardner. And this is the story of how the famous bus stop aria scene nearly didn't happen.
The big one, of course, is the bus stop aria, which is guys singing opera up there. And I had a very strong vision on that. I told them to go study the Rolls-Royce emblem on the front of a car. And said, that's what I want on top of a bus, but I want it big. And I said, go and get me every piece of available silver lame you can find. And we just put them together. And that massive train on the bus stop literally was done, literally in 12 hours. But this horrendous moment where we got out into the desert for this scene out in the Moon Plains in South Australia, and there was no wind. No. So we just did it. We did one run driving along, and that tail was just dragging along in the dirt, and it wasn't working, and I had 8 minutes in this moment, and I just said, okay, cut it, just cut it, take 80% of it off so we've got something that can flap in time that will get some kind of movement. And Tim literally picked up the scissors, and at that moment, as the scissors hit this enormous lame, this wind came from absolutely out of nowhere, this big desert run, and I just screamed, roll, and off we went. And the wind just picked up, and it picked up this tail, and the whole thing took flight. And we shot that in. We had three cameras on that. We shot that in about 30 minutes.
And into movie history it went.
Oh, brilliant. I had my hand over my mouth and all of that. Just shows, isn't it, when you are pushed into a corner and you have to be creative, you make your best work. Oh, well done, Stefan.
Nicki Minaj, Super Bass on Gaydio. Neil Libby here this Saturday afternoon.
I think it's time we heard from a real diva, don't you, Neil?
Divas are forever.
Ones who deserve that title, and there's only one in our books, Queen of the Divas, Don't Look Her in the Eyes.
Padam padam, oh, with your eyes so blue. Padam padam, I've got a crush on you. Pa-pa-pa-dom, I want a curry too.
Talking about the Catherine Ellis, the diva, the big one, and some breaking news from our beautiful friend Stewie, the long-suffering PA of the diva. I mean, what that man has had to do over the years now.
Oh, I know, yes.
Oh, legendary. My God. It'll be in the book. It'll be in the book. We've got a bit of an exclusive here. He sent us this out. It hasn't been played before, and it might not be a single yet, but we have the exclusive of it, and it's off a new album, which are popping in our This Is Endebs. It's called Mirrorball Anthems. The guy on the front, Neil, is that you with the six-pack?
I wouldn't have thought
is
so.
Is that you?
Highly unlikely.
It's a super hot guy in small pants. And it's a 3-CD collection. The songs on it are ridiculous. Here's a little bit of Lavoir, who is covering, well, classic, may contain campness.
Hi, it's Lavoir.
Hi, Lavoir.
I'm your weather girl.
Yes.
And have I got news for you? You better listen. Get ready, all those lonely girls. And leave those umbrellas at home.
Ready?
Oh, my God, Neil.
Ooh.
Barometer's getting low.
How low, girls?
According to your source.
What source?
Street
I mean, that sounds fantastic. That's the sort of party I want to go to. But hold on to something sturdy, because here comes the diva with one of the best covers ever.
Got such now, a command of her voice, hasn't she?
The wow. The start of the track when her voice opens up, her throat opens up. I've sort of belittled it. The links in our at This Is Endebs for it, and I just can't wait. I want to go to that party when her throat opens up. I'm a bit embarrassed about saying that now. I'll probably be in trouble, Neil.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and yes.
If you have been following the notes for the show, Sing Along a Show, this is the time when we're going to divulge and indulge. Oh my God, you've put yours in an egg cup.
I know, look.
Oh, Neil, let's have a look. Could we have the appropriate music, please? Because I'm undoing the multicolour. Oh, the smell of it. Just the smell of it. Do you know, I've just been looking at this and this has slightly put me off.
Yeah.
It says here, it mimics the albumen and yolk of a soft-boiled egg. That's made me think of a chick now.
Oh.
Slightly put me off. Do you know, it started in 1824, Neil.
What?
John Cadbury started doing his business in 1824.
Oh, really?
And then Joseph Fry, a competitor, in 1847. Actually, I'm quite bored.
I just want to eat the egg, love.
I'm just going to eat it. I couldn't give a damn. They weren't invented in 1963, is the point. Oh, how do they get that moulded together? Oh, my God. Mine's been in the fridge. Neil, look.
There's
that lovely yolk. Look at that. I'm holding it up.
Stick your tongue in.
No, I'm not. I'm enjoying this too much. I can't even tell you what that flavour is.
No.
Fondant. Fondant and that.
Sugar.
Oh, that is so good, Neil. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So I think we need to play a song because it's starting to get cracky. Cracky.
That's so good. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. Now, last week we made a slight error. We didn't include Australian Lisa, did we? Did we get into trouble for that? Did she? Have you spoken? Does
no,
she know?
She doesn't. No, she wasn't listening last week.
Done.
She was so jet lagged, so I think we got away with it. Well, I hope she's not listening. No, we definitely played that out. If she's listening right now.
Yeah.
Listening right now. But this is my beautiful girlfriend, Australian Lisa's. Well, back to usual. Her normal report for the show.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil. Hello, aww. Debbie.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Alex. Have you seen Beyoncé has released her new album this week?
Oh, yes.
It's called Cowboy Carter. I don't mind that song, you know. I know you're supposed to not like it. I feel like people have strong feelings. I don't mind it. But apparently on that album, she sings Jolene.
That's right.
I think
yeah.
I want to hear that. So what are you doing this weekend, Neil? Anything fabulous?
Well,
I am going to plough my way through at least 1/16 of my 2.6 kilos of Snakes Alive.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But aside from that, Debbie's going to be cooking up a storm.
Oh, really?
Has she told you about her fabulous recipes? She's bringing a chicken.
What?
It's not live. I know she lives in the countryside, but she's not bringing a real one. Anyway, we tried to get Cyndi Lauper tickets. That didn't quite work out, but that's all right. There's so many other fabulous things happening this summer. Have an awesome show.
Thank you.
And and play some Kylie. Who doesn't want to hear a bit of her? Bye, love you, miss you, mean it.
Oh, she's beautiful, isn't she? She thinks I'm bringing a chicken down that's not alive.
Spatchcock?
No, not anymore, love. This is a little trick I'm going to bring down in the car to see Lisa in a couple of hours. Oh. I love this noise.
Yes, I know. Oh, well,
there you go. Off to market.
Good old Waitrose. Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio.
Oh, It's lovely, Neil. You know, every now and again we have a beautiful story that the world of nature throws up. And we compacted into a beautiful little occasional table feature called... Super Nature! Now, this one is all about, is that an animal or is it not? I used to live with a guy called Andy who worked for Blue Cross, and he'd get called out in the middle of the night for people going, oh my God, I've just seen a badger, it's been run over, it's so flat, it's still breathing, but it's so flat, it's in danger, can you come and rescue it? And he brought back home this run over badger. Do you know what it was, Neil? And he spent about 2 hours to drive to it and try and find it.
Yeah.
It was a hubcap. It was a hubcap. Another time he drove out and said, oh, someone rang up and said, oh no, there's a swan, it's really, really struggling. It's stuck in the fencing, it's stuck in the barbed wire, it's really distressed. So he walked over a couple of fields to get to this, covered in mud. Do you know what that turned out to be?
What?
Plastic bag, no. Neil, a plastic bag. So this one made me smile, and you may have heard about it in the week. This is from BBC Breakfast News and Ryland's reaction at the end of it. I love this.
We have a case of mistaken identity for you. A wildlife rescue centre, which took in what they thought was a baby hedgehog, found out it was actually this. A bobble from a hat.
Now, I can't tell you how many people have rung me up this week to say, Debbie, was that you? Yes, it was.
Gadio's requests on the way this afternoon after the news at one.
And, with our favourite.
Back in action.
Yeah, Mr. Anthony Murphy! Neil, I would love to... I've got to make a retraction. I'm afraid this... You've made a terrible error on air, reading out someone's tweet, X, earlier. You know, I mentioned Diana Ross, the boss, who celebrated her 80th birthday, which is just incredible, isn't it? Amazing.
Yes.
And she's going on tour. I mean, please, you know, that's incredible. It was Glenn who said, please, can we give Diana Ross a shout out? Because she'll be listening now. She'll absolutely be listening to Gadio.
Yeah,
of course she will.
Yeah.
I'd like to play this for you, Glenn, as an apology. And it still makes me smile. It's when Diana Ross, at the height of her fame, which is equally famous now, I'd say, appeared on Sesame Street when Big Bird had a bit of depression.
Oh, no.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, you remember this?
So let's play a bit of this. Big Bird always annoyed me. He's the C-3PO of Sesame Street. he's know-all. Oh, hi, Miss Ross. I wouldn't be violent to him. I wouldn't be violent. But to be honest with you, love, he'd go in that... I'd cook him up for Lisa. He's just annoying.
That's one Big Bird, that
He's
is.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Right, here's... I wouldn't do that because I'm vegan. Here is Diana Ross on Sesame Street.
Hi, kids.
Hi, guys.
Having a good time? Yeah. Hi, Big Bird. What's the matter?
Oh, hi, Miss Boss.
Oh, no, that's Ross. Ross.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Diana.
Big Bird, you can do anything. All you have to do... Stop saying can't and say I can, and just believe in yourself.
I believe in myself, but I just don't believe I can do anything.
Come on, I'm going to sing you this song. You can do anything.
You can be what you want to be, see what you want to see, believe in yourself.
Join in!
Believe in yourself. You can go where you want to go, do what you want. Believe in yourself.
It's lovely, isn't
just
it?
Believe in yourself.
Sorry, bit of bad edit there.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah. Well done.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I feel much better.
So I regret saying what I said about Big Bird now. Of course I wouldn't do that to him. Of course I would.
Neil and Debbie on Gadio. We will be back next week, obviously, from 10 o'clock with our regular
show.
Yes.
Obviously, you can't predict a week in the world, Neil. Not at the moment. Not with who's in power. No. Around the world. We'd end the show, but there we have it. Have a beautiful Easter. Enjoy. Stuff all the eggs in your mouth.
Yes.
And give a big kiss to the delicious Anthony Murphy, who's up next.
Have a lovely weekend.
Extra. Oh. Tweet all about.
Gosh, all that energy, extra energy you've had from the Cadbury's cream, haven't you?
Yes, must have all did it, yeah.
Oh, I'm on a chocolate come down now.
I tell you, it's just the best, isn't it?
Yeah, but now I just feel like I want to lie down.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
You only had the one.
Yeah, but it was girthy. Really, do you know what we're doing this weekend? It's our podcast extra bit, so we can be a bit rude here. Do you know what Lisa and I are doing this weekend?
Cooking Big Bird.
Cooking Big Bird. Hi, Miss Ross. It's hot in here.
Get in that oven.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely terrible, isn't
upside
it?
Upside down.
Oh, boy, you cook me. No, that's terrible, Neil. It's poor Big Bird. Poor Big Bird. No, what we're doing this weekend is we both bought each other Cadbury's mini eggs. Mm. The chocolate, the actual hollow egg.
Oh, right, yes.
Such a stupid word, isn't it? Hollow egg.
Mm.
Oh, shut up. But an Easter egg, like the bigger ones. And then we crack it in half, get it right on half so the seam comes down. Then we get the Baileys out, Neil.
Oh, do you?
And we fill it with Baileys.
No.
Yeah, we do.
So hang on. So then what, you sort of pass it amongst each other and sip from it?
Amongst each other? No, it's not like a church when you go up for, you know.
Communion.
Yeah, communion. Cadbury's communion. How do you eat yours? Oh, we're being very inappropriate now. No, you just put your Baileys inside the chocolate, because Baileys and chocolate go.
Oh, I know, yeah, good
they
combo.
They go together like. And it's really delicious. Mm. But you can't overfill the egg because you start to nibble the egg and then it gets a San Andreas fault crack in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It leaks, doesn't it?
You don't want to waste any of that Baileys, do you?
No, you don't.
No.
You don't.
Wow.
So that's quite a healthy.
Quite self-indulgent.
Snacksercise! You can have this weekend.
Super.
Do you remember when you were a kid, when you used to get all the eggs, you know, from your uncles and your aunties?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'd pile them up.
How many have you got this year, sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I used to make mine really last, because I've never been a big chocolate eater.
Right.
And I used to take a little bite out of it and then just put it back.
Mm,
And about 2 years ago, Lisa was talking to my stepmom about Easter eggs. And she went, well, of course, we never went without, did we, because of Debbie. Isn't it, Lisa? What do you mean? She said, well, she used to think she'd eaten them, or, you know, she'd sort of lost interest in them. She kept them in the fridge and we'd eat them.
Oh.
And she never seemed to remember how many she had. So they ate. I think that is. I could take them to court for that.
Wow.
They ate. They stole.
Yeah.
An Easter egg off of like a 6-year-old child.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Well, we loved it. We just had an endless supply of eggs. We never had to buy an egg ever. Debbie just forgot they were in there. No, I didn't forget. I was actually being quite abstemious.
Right, yes. But then over time, you've forgotten that, and you didn't notice that they were going down.
No, I didn't forget, Neil. I'd go to the fridge and it had gone.
Right, oh.
So that, and they'd stole it.
Oh, no.
Out of the mouth of a babe.
Quite literally.
I mean, that's just...
How traumatising.
I think that's theft. Mm. If we do have any sisters listening, do you think I've got a case against my stepmom? Mm. Okay.
Sounds as though you probably have there, love.
Yeah, I do too.
Some form of abuse.
I'm not laughing. No, this has got even really weird. Now, we've talked on the show today about cooking Big Bird, about chocolate egg abuse. I mean, I really do think it's time to go home.
We already live there, don't we?
Neil and Debbie.